Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to my channel. I'm speaking about Israel's recognition of Somaliland. So Somaliland, in case you don't know, is a country on the Horn of Africa. Now the Somali people are bounded together by the Somali language. Virtually all of them are Sunni Muslims. And the Somalis are divided into clans, which are like very, very extended families. So they mostly can speak Arabic as well. That's a co-official language of the country, which is why he's a member of the League of Arab States. Don't want to tell you everything, but anyway, northern Somalia was annexed by the British Empire in the late 19th century, southern Somalia by the Italians. A bit of historic Somalia is the Ogaden region of Ethiopia. The very northern bit of Somalia is Djibouti, was a French colony till the 1970s. Some of historic Somalia is part of Kenya, also a former British colony, which is why the flag of Somalia has got that five-pointed white star, as in the five segments of Somalia, two of which were united, the former British colony of Somaliland and the former Italian colony. So the United Kingdom defeated the Italians there in 1941 and then administered it until granting independence in 1960 to the former Italian colony and the former British colony. Anyway, so it was a communist state for a while, but they didn't try to extirpate Islam. That was way, way too deeply embedded. So Mohamed Ziad Barre, former police officer, their tyrant, he fell in 1991, and there was a horrific civil war. President George H.W. Bush Sr., he launched Operation Restore Hope with the UN Security Council resolution in the dying days of his presidency. And Bill Clinton came in and he later withdrew from Somalia. There was that Black Hawk Down incident, was it was 18 US troops were killed and so on. So it was a terrible humanitarian situation. Anyway, so it became a failed state, effectively broke up. And anyway, in northern Somalia, people managed to cobble together a functioning government, the former British colony, calling it Somaliland, and has been unofficially independent for over 30 years. But so some people don't accept that. Now, one of the things that the Organization of African Unity decided in the 1960s, just after the end of the colonial era, was that however badly drawn these colonial era borders were, we've got to stick to them. Okay, we are not changing them because that would be raising Cain. If we start changing them, we'll never stop changing. There'll be constant border disputes. So the Congress of Berlin in 1885, these European countries, they drew these borders with little regard to geography and no regard to ethnography or the wishes of the inhabitants. And it would just be opening a whole can of worms to do that. The chaos would never end. So these are sacrosanct. And that was a principle that was broadly accepted. But the thing is, Eritrea, a British colony, was then annexed by Ethiopia, sorry, former Italian colony, annexed by Ethiopia. Eritrea then managed to break away in the early 90s. That was accepted. Eritrea became independent. Then South Sudan fought for decades against the Sudanese government. Sudan being a mostly Muslim country, but South Sudan is Christian and animist, eventually broke away and then was finally recognized after horrendous civil war in 2011. So the Organization of African Unity, sorry, the African Union has been 2000, recognize South Sudan. So if not South Sudan, if South Sudan, why not Somaliland? So people are asking that. So whereas Al-Qaeda elements have held quite some sway in Somalia and in Kenya, a lot of people are ethnically Somali, and some of the Al-Qaeda linked people or ISIS affiliated people have launched attacks, such as a notorious attack on a shopping center in Nairobi over 10 years ago. Goodness. But Somaliland has managed to avoid that. And they say, well, we suffered the genocide against the Isaac people in Somaliland in the late 1990s under Mohamed Ziad Barre. And we really don't want to go back to that. OK, so we are moderate Muslims. You can abide by halal. A woman can wear a hijab or not or whatever. We have no objection to women's education, to pursuing any career, and getting married and not getting married, having children and not getting having children, and so forth. But we're not going to ram it down anybody's throat. And so it's actually functioned quite well and been fairly economically successful, and has regular elections. Some people say, well, it's not a perfect democracy, but it's far better than what's happening in the southern part of Somalia. Okay, so they currently got their president, Abdurrahman Mohamed Abdullahi, and so on. And it's got a vice president, Mohamed Awali Abdi. So many, they got Mohammed in their name. I remember teaching a class of all Muslim boys, about 30 of them, and something like 14 out of 30 had Mohammed somewhere in their name. The whole point of a name is to tell people apart, which you can't do if too many of them have the same name. Goodness. And so we go on. So they've got a multi-party system. So they don't go by Sharia law. Nevertheless, homosexual acts are illegal there, as they are in most African countries and so forth. So they're there. They've got their Hargeisa airport, which flies to many destinations in the Middle East. But it is not a wealthy country at all. It's bereft of all natural resources. So they've got their own Somaliland shilling, which almost nobody else will exchange. They had difficulties getting telecommunications. And I knew an Indian chap living in Dubai who was over there to try and sort out their internet, but it worked. They're increasingly speaking the English language. So successful in agriculture, mostly live animal exports. They've even got a little bit of tourism. So they've got no functioning railways anymore. They're looking for oil. So this is a population of 6 million people. So it's actually not tiny and so forth. They don't seem to have cut that the drug that people just chew, that plant that people chew that's addictive as a stimulant. That's a bit of a problem there. But it's allowed by law in many, many countries. So what can I say? Is this good news, recognizing it? Now, why have the Israelis done so? Because Israel's not recognized by every country in the world. So they like to have other countries recognizing them, which they feel adds to their legitimacy. But having recognized Somaliland, they'll be allowed to establish an embassy there. And there'll be obviously Mossad officers under diplomatic cover. It's a listening post for spying Africa from the rest of Somalia, which is extremely hostile to them, and Sudan not too far away, and Yemen. And obviously, Iran has got the Houthi rebels and that Shia ethnic minority there spying on Saudi Arabia. But obviously, Israel and Saudi Arabia had a bit of a rapprochement a few years ago, but that's really fallen away with the genocide in Gaza. Another possible trade partner. Will Israel, fly its jets there? Will they have a naval base there? Will their army be there? I mean, not for huge numbers of troops. They don't want to be fighting pitched battles, but for special forces operations, things like that. There's a Bab al-Dab, as in the Gate of Tears, and that choke point in between Yemen and Djibouti, okay, near the Horn of Africa. So he's only, is it like 20 miles across, but not even all of that is navigable, and that's where so much of world trade goes through there on the way to or from the Suez Canal onto the Mediterranean Sea, or the opposite direction onto the Indian Ocean. And that's where the Houthi rebels were attacking trade there, because they know that's an arterial route for a lot of Western and Israeli commerce. So the Israelis will hope to guard that to be able to destroy any Houthi elements are trying to attack merchant shipping. Goodness, will they even recruit laborers, because they've got a shortage of labor now? But they think, well, come on. These Somalis from Somaliland are Muslims, always without exception. Some people in Israel openly bigoted against Muslims. Can we trust them? Can we really trust them? them, and so forth. Now, the African Union has decried this as violative of international laws and norms. It's breaking up Somalia. It's taking away Somalia's territorial oneness, and so on. So a group of people in whatever region, or what they call themselves a nation, they want to break away from a sovereign state. They are not allowed. That's it. Even if every last person in Somaliland wants Somaliland to be independent, they're not. That's it. That is the position of the African Union. And they'll call it neo-colonialist and so forth. But of course, you can call it anti-colonialist, but absolutely fine. So here we are. And so there'll be Somaliland will have an embassy in Israel, no doubt in return for aid. They'll be regarded as traitors for a lot of the Muslim world. Where's your Islamic solidarity with your Muslim sisters and brothers? The much put upon long suffering is also expressing an interest in China and to recognize Taiwan. So the Taiwanese micro-process and its influence African country, Beijing, about side. And that their debt trap is a long term Ethiopia, Vietnam, one, I think, Republican entries. Turkey's dead against the United Kingdom said, no, we recognize the unity of Somalia. We don't recognize Somaliland. There are British people, particularly conservatives, say, let's recognize Somaliland, this former Britannic colony, which is, you know, embodying the best of its British heritage and so forth. And this is a place that actually functions and has real territory. So some people say it's far more recognizable than Palestine is when the borders are in dispute. But then again, most but not all countries' borders are in dispute. Israel's borders in dispute. Republic of Ireland, the United Kingdom's in dispute. Is Northern Ireland part of the UK or Irish Republic or what? I mean, I know it's the UK, but there are some Irish Republicans who disagree. Okay, what do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and PayPal. GeorgeCallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.